The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Keep your job, keep working, keep the focus on bringing dough in for the family so you can have the exciting extravaganzas that we all look forward to every weekend. Let's take time off. Let's go somewhere. Let's do something. Let's have a picnic. Let's have a party. What do you say, Kenny?
Woohoo! That sounds great. Let's go.
All right, let's go. We've had enough. Michael, you can take over. We're done here.
Finally, yeah.
Oh, I didn't like his attitude. Maybe we should stay after all. Doug Steffens' Good Day Friday program, October the 3rd, is upon us. And the items of interest this week that we've been discussing, a lot of the things, when it boils right down to what's most important every Friday and over the weekend, we ask you to pick out what you think the most important item of the week was when it comes to the top 10 talk topics. And so for some, the people who measure these, what came out was ISIS. I do not believe that is the case. In my own mind, the Ebola controversy, the facts versus the fiction, the reality of the story now that it inevitably was going to come to America, it has come to America. And so you look at the, it sort of reminds me of the entry, often go back to the Jim McKay opening for the ABC Wide World of Sports. Remember how, Kenny, the world was sort of put into this microcosm of what it's like, the fear of failure, the joy of victory, that sort of thing. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly. Kenny, Michael, you can probably find the opening for the ABC Wide World of Sports back about...
What in the wide, wide world
No.
of sports?
No.
You sure?
That's the guy who rode the torpedo down on Dr. Strangelove. What the heck was his the actor's name? Great name, too, for somebody who's a great actor. Oh, I can't remember his name now. Anyway, no, that's not what we're doing. There we go.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
That agony of defeat. So, what do you think people who are living in their homes, who cannot leave their homes, are thinking? I was reading a story about a woman who's been confined to her Dallas apartment under armed guard after the fellow who came from West Africa stayed with her overnight. She said, "I could never imagine this would happen to me." Really? She says she's tired of being locked up. That she wants her home decontaminated by the federal government. I want you to come in here. I demand. Well, not so fast, lady. Lady's name is Louise Tro. Authorities say the circle of people in our country who have possibly been exposed to Ebola has widened. This fellow, who must not have much common sense, and neither do the people in the hospital that let him go after he was not tested for having the virus. The confinement order itself, which many of you may have heard about, specifically bans visitors to this lady's house. And, by the way, it was imposed after the family failed to comply with a request to stay home. You selfish SOBs! I have no feeling of, so I'm going to be, what? You selfish, selfish people. The health commissioner said the order would ensure that this woman and her son and her nephews could be monitored for signs of the disease. What are you, nuts? These people? You are so selfish. Or are these people just as ignorant as the people over in Ebola land that don't seem to get what happens when they just carry on life as usual? I think it's outrageous, frankly. I was very disappointed to see how this woman reacted. 3,300 people are DEAD dead. And now that this guy, this selfish so-and-so who came over here, I just can't see this as anything other than complete selfishness. This guy is not a dumb guy. He's an educated guy. Thomas Eric Duncan is his name. He's not a dumb guy. But the people who are involved in this say, oh, well, nobody thought this would happen to us. Really? And the families are stressed out about being quarantined. You selfish son of a bees. Selfish. 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 Anyway, a hazardous material crew came in. She got her wish. They decontaminated her apartment. But they didn't have the required permits to clean and remove the waste. So they had to leave. Okay, that's what they need. The health department has to sign off on what you're doing to decontaminate somebody's health. There's more stupidity involved in this thing than you can possibly imagine. It's like we're trying to create an epidemic here. Right? There are 12 to 18 people who had direct contact with this guy. The ambulance crew, school children. What I'm trying to figure out, Kenny, is how the school children, what am I missing here? How did they come in contact with him?
I haven't seen how.
I don't either.
I just saw that there were five children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that happened. If he passed them on the street, they were waiting for the bus.
Yeah.
He knew them. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, this fellow, Mr. Duncan, when you go back home, sir, you're going to be arrested and prosecuted. So maybe he's not going to go back home. Maybe he'll stay here like everybody else who can't go anywhere else except for Snowden. They all come here and they stay here. Bring your infections. Help make people sicker. Nice going. His neighbors, by the way, believe he became infected when he helped a sick pregnant neighbor a couple of weeks ago. He knew he was helping her. Obviously, he knew that she was sick. He had learned of the diagnosis before he left. So he's a selfish SOB, too. He filled out a form about his health and activities before he left for Dallas. Among the questions asked on the form, he was asked whether he had cared for any Ebola patient or touched the body of anybody who had died. He answered no. He didn't do the honorable thing. You selfish SOB. Ah. His sister identified him as the infected man in an interview with a newspaper. I'm just appalled by how selfish people are. I mean, you may not come from a country that has great education, but come on. He had all the symptoms, by the way, when he went into the hospital. Abdominal pain, high temperature, headache. Couldn't go to the bathroom. He didn't have nausea or diarrhea. Based on that information, he didn't have all six on the checklist. He only had four. The hospital said, okay, he's free, let him go.
He made this up as a novel. Nobody would believe it.
Right, exactly. And now there's an NBC cameraman, apparently, working in Liberia who's tested positive for the virus. He's coming back to the U.S. So I want to know how he got it. Don't you? I want to know how this guy, if you can only get it by coming in direct contact with either somebody who's dead or you touch someone and you got to work at touching them who has it, how did this guy get it? Is that something that you're curious about? I'm curious about that.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. I don't think you should be worried, but I wonder if you are. That's me saying, I'm not worried. I'm not going to go near anybody. But sometimes, well, how do you know? Well, in this case, now there's going to be so much focus on this stuff. These people, poor folks that they are, who are being so inconvenienced because of being told they have to stay in so they don't affect half the rest of the city. That's something that there will be a great deal of scrutiny on. And for once, the news media scaring everybody may be a good idea, at least here. I'm not for that in general, but there's too many ifs here, frankly. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken. Jennifer's off today, back on Monday. And if you'd like to email us, help yourself to that. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What do you have for comments, Kenny, from our social media?
Jenny says, this is just an assumption, but maybe this guy in Texas knew he was exposed and wanted to be in the U.S. when the symptoms started. Although it's wrong, I know I'd want to have access to the health care here as opposed to what they have in West Africa.
Interesting thought. Hadn't thought about it that way. Came here to get help. He knew he was exposed and he thought he'd come here, but he didn't go right to the hospital. He waited till he got sick, I'm wondering. All right, next comment.
Brad says the fact that this NBC News cameraman now has Ebola should worry everyone.
Well, I want to know how he got it. Yeah, that is something that would be a concern. Yeah, how did he get it? Next.
Pete says killer bees, meningitis, swine flu, bird flu, SARS, Y2K, enterovirus, Ebola. The news media is just a fear factory.
Fear factory. What a great name for a television show. Instead of the Fear Factor, we have the Fear Factory, making things up as they go along. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Whereas bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Eric has called us at 888-302 Doug. Go ahead, Eric. Hello. Eric's gone back to bed. Nighty night, Eric. Have a nice night. Philip wants to tell us who the actor is.
That was Slim Pickens.
It was Slim Pickens. I don't know why I couldn't think.
What wide world of sports is going on here?
Yep.
That was from the movie Blazing Saddles.
Blazing Saddles. Remember Dr. Strangelove and him being on the bombs that went down, huh?
Yep. He took his hat off, too, and yelled like a cowboy.
He was a great character actor, mostly in Westerns, but as he got older, he played parts that were appropriate to his experience. It was just that he had that look and that voice. It was
something.
Sure
did.
Yeah, he was a very memorable character. All right, Philip, good job. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. This is the Doug Stefan Good Day Friday program.
Get it all for fall at Kohl's. Shelf over 100 night owls and early birds late Friday and early Saturday. And warm up to half-off outerwear for men, women, and kids. Find fall-worthy fleece 50 to 60% off. Layer up with a new graphic hoodie, just $19.99. Find extra savings on pants, jeans, and leggings. And 15 to 50% off new boots. All earning Kohl's cash. Only at Kohl's two-day weekend sales this Friday and Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Don't complain.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
I couldn't believe it. Someone recently asked me if I had a facelift because I'm looking so much younger. I was stunned. How would that make you feel? It's because of my new anti-aging lotion that lifts, firms, and has dramatically reduced my crow's feet. You know you're ready to look younger. So call now and receive a GCN special offer. 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit faceliftlotion.com.
Why are we listening to a very familiar Michael Jackson tune? A 14-minute Thriller video being released, or maybe I should say Kenny, re-released next year in 3D. What do you think about that? Crank it up, Michael. Sit up straight for that one. The Thriller, the entire Thriller video, which is what, 30 years old now? Kenny, how old is it? Close to 30 years old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's got to be 30, maybe 31.
Is it? Wasn't it 84? I thought it was 84, 84, mid-80s, if I remember correctly. So how is it going to look in 3D? Do you see any trailers that would indicate how it's going to look? We got to have the glasses anyway, I guess, if you're going to look at it, right?
No, I think they're just starting to work on it now.
Do you, technology is amazing when you get right down to it. How do they take something that's flat and make it something that's not flat? In essence, you know, film is a two-dimensional thing, isn't it? And this makes it three. I mean, you can argue that it's only single-dimensional, but I'm just trying to figure out, I'm more interested in the technology and how they do it than what it actually is going to look like, because I never was a big fan of this anyway. It didn't thrill me, as it were, but it will thrill a lot of people, and it'll help add probably a couple of hundred million to the Michael Jackson estate. So he'll be the number one dead performer once again next year. People will be coming up with, how many of these videos are there? They could do one a year, right? Get millions out of different, right? Do one a year. Keep the family in bread and shoes. Good for them. All right, so we have that story at DougStephan.com. Late night show jokes, man. These people in the Secret Service and the federal government and the president getting it in the neck, well deserved as it is. Another night on, yesterday? So with the Wednesday night late night shows, every single one of them, all of them, were joking about the Secret Service. Well, they're back at it again from last night. Jimmy Fallon starts.
After all the recent security problems at the White House, you know, people are just walking in, making breakfast and stuff. Julia Pearson, the director of Secret Service, officially resigned yesterday. When asked what she'll do next, Pearson said she just wants to go home and spend some quality time letting strangers in her own house for a while. Just leave me alone. I saw that President Obama just approved the plan that could help thousands of Central American children legally join their family members already living in the U.S. Yep, the plan is called Being Good at Baseball. This is very
funny. We make a lot of jokes about this, but this is a serious issue, and it's apparently happens more often than we know about. The guy, a couple of weeks ago, did you hear about this? He hopped the fence, actually got into the White House. He got so far into the White House, he bumped into Hillary's decorator.
Right. Here's Seth Meyers joking about the Secret Service.
Former Secret Service Chief Julia Pearson reportedly said this summer that the agency needed to be more like Disney World. More like Disney World in its approach to protecting the president. That way, what that means is that way, intruders could still get into the White House, but they could never remember where they parked. You'd catch them in the parking lot. They wanted to be more like Disney World. I guess they started by giving Defense Jumper a fast pass.
I think this is a little bit of Conan O'Brien, too, Mike.
Secret Service has had so much trouble lately. Yeah. People wandering into the White House at will.
And screwing up.
Yeah. Short way of putting it. Yeah, they're screwing up. Yeah. Well, the head of the Secret Service stepped down yesterday. Resigned. Yeah. Julia Pearson, who just resigned as head of the Secret Service, we just found out, once worked at Disney World. This woman who ran the Secret Service once worked at Disney World. Yeah. Pearson said she preferred working at the White House because people didn't have to wait in line to get in.
There you go. All right, we have a smile now on everybody's face. 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline. Coming right up, will the indictment of Governor Perry for abuse of power eventually end or boost his presidential prospects?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. Have Governor Rick Perry's prospects for 2016 been ended by his indictment for abuse of power, or perhaps enhanced by them in the Republican primaries?
This is a gift on so many fronts, particularly the political front. It meshes with his message of a strong man and take no guff. And it suggests that he's a threat or they wouldn't be going after him. This is the same lunatic that went after Tom DeLay, who's been totally exonerated. And to have this charge brought by this woman with her drunk driving mugshot everywhere is a manna from heaven for a wannabe for 2016.
I tend to agree with Mary. I don't think this is, if he's acquitted, right. I don't think this is really going to hurt him, and I think he can roll this into his narrative. I think what hurts him more is his, you know, general lack of competence and intelligence and those fake eyeglasses that are meant to make him look intelligent. That, I think, is going to hurt him.
Well, that's a low blow that Mary didn't comment on. But she
you
had
know
that.
What? You can wear any kind of glasses you want when you got hair like that and a jaw like
You're
that.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
I'll remember that in my next life. This is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $33.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
After the hour. All right, let's get to, back to Kenny. Kenny Kessler, Doug Steph, and Jennifer off till Monday. The circle of people possibly exposed to Ebola. I believe this is the number one most important issue of the week. And because of that, so many different angles to cover here. Texas health officials reaching out to as many as 100 people today who may have had direct contact with this Ebola patient. I look at the story of the three sibling students who have been pulled from Wallace Elementary School in Dallas. They had contact with the patient. They're not showing any signs yet, but the officials are not taking any chances, and I think that's the intelligent way to approach this, right? Why would you not want to restrict the movement of anybody and everybody? That's the whole key to stopping this, is isolating people who are contacted. Well, that's what they should be doing over there, trying to do it in some places. Nigeria has actually been fairly successful at doing it, except you got people like this clown from Liberia who knew he was exposed, who knew he possibly had. He gets on a plane, this selfish son of a gun, and comes over here. Some people think that was the plan. I'm pretty cynical about stuff, but I'm not that cynical, but I could be wrong. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. A couple of folks listening in Salisbury want to be heard on this. We'll start with you, April. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. You?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay, two concerns. The one is about the Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what will we do with the person from ISIS who had the Ebola and came to America and spread it, knowing that he had it? Okay, I know this person is not from ISIS, okay?
Right.
But the fact remains that
it's a roadmap. It's a road. What you're suggesting is what a lot of other people have suggested, and it's meritorious for consideration. There are certainly people, and Jennifer Horn suggested it when we started talking about it earlier this week on this program. How about this being a plant? It's just another way for terrorists to wreak havoc. Yes. Yeah,
and possibly. If he wasn't a terrorist, you know, still, regardless, he knew he was exposed. He should
right.
be held accountable for any death,
yep.
any sickness,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think he should be given any special favors. I'm sorry, call me mean, let him suffer.
No.
That's just how I feel about it.
Well,
now,
yeah, you'd like to not, yeah, okay. Yeah,
I know, that sounds terrible, but,
yeah.
I mean, think of the amount of people that may suffer because of his selfishness.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't know how he got a visa. Coming from that country to our country requires a visa. Nobody has answered that question yet. Or have we asked the wrong questions of people who apply for a visa? He admittedly lied on the questionnaire that he was given over there, right?
Apparently.
And that wasn't even a visa question. He lied about having contact with this person or these people. So, yeah, this guy maybe should be prosecuted here and not let go back there. That I don't know what that would do. That's just, the thing is, being would we set an example if this guy is tried? Where are you going to confine him? He's not going to go to jail. You're going to put him in jail. So what do you do with him? That's the other question. All right, April, good thoughts. Thank you for sharing. Eric, you're on now on Good Day. Hi.
Yes, how you doing, Doug?
Well, thank you. How about you?
All right, that's good. Well, I wanted to tell you that I do agree with one remark that you made. That I don't think our healthcare system has been informed enough from our federal government. No one's screening at the airports, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then this
all right, hold on just a second, Eric. What do you think we ought to be doing? Are you screening everybody or screening people from this part of the world? What is your point there?
Well, every airline have a manifest. You know, mm-hmm. the people are traveling in and out of those areas where the Ebola is present.
Yes.
So you should screen most of those people, or probably all the people coming from those areas that are in direct contact.
Where
with
do you
the
screen
Ebola.
Them? Do you screen them there, or do you wait until they get
there,
here?
Screen them there before they get here.
Mm-hmm.
Before they even get on
right.
the
That's
airplane.
What makes sense. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't
and
let them get on.
If someone here. Does slip through, the healthcare system here it really speaks volume about a healthcare system, because what you're saying is, this guy comes over here, goes to the hospital, you give him some Tylenol or aspirin or something, some penicillin, and sends him home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got, like you said before, you got 4 to 5 symptoms. Why not keep him another day or two and find out whether he had really had
Welcome to Obamacare. We only yeah. test you 2/3 of the way through. Right?
That is true. That mm-hmm. is true.
All right, Eric, thank you for the call. Appreciate your listening to Good Day. 888-302-3684. This could go on and on and on and on and on. Dallas, what is the headline? Or no, Dateline Dallas. The hospital says it has a flaw in its electronic health record system.
Yes.
And that contributed to the release of the Ebola patient on his first visit. Da 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 da. Really? All right, but is that the most? Just, there are a lot of anecdotal stories that are coming out of this, as you can imagine. Your whole weekend, in terms of the news cycle, every single thing that you hear this weekend or see this weekend is not going to be about politics. It's not going to be about what's going on in the Middle East. It's not going to be any of that stuff. It's going to be all about Ebola and the fear factor in America. The Texas Department of State Health Services has ordered a quarantine around the family because they violated their request. We were talking about this in the last half hour. And how selfish all these people are. They're so entitled, and now they're so upset. How dare you confine me to my home? Oh, you jerks. Is that too harsh? You think?
No, I think it's appropriate.
Yeah. Thank you. You don't always think I'm appropriate.
No, and I tell you when I don't.
Yes, I know that. I'm well aware of that. And it's not a bad thing, actually. So here's what I'm trying to figure out. Of all of the things that I have seen or been witness to about the... We got to somehow or other figure out between Richie and Kenny. I mean, Richie and Mike. We got to find out how to create the old echo chamber. Because this belongs in an echo chamber. The headline, Ebola virus outbreak. I'm looking online. There are no fewer than 346 stories today about what is going on in terms of the Ebola situation and how to fight it, how to deal with it, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, there are a couple of different ways that I think I want to approach this. People who contact those who have Ebola and then contract it themselves apparently can get through the screenings as they exist now and onto a plane and lie, and they can use ibuprofen to settle or make their condition more subtle. Did you know that? All it takes to avoid an airport screening for Ebola is taking ibuprofen before you get to the test. Even if you're going to be tested, even if they do have tests to identify infected travelers, all you got to do is take some ibuprofen and all of the symptoms become very subtle. Because they're only screening for a fever at the moment. So, what do you take for a fever when you're sick? What do you take for a fever? You take ibuprofen, right? So, these people apparently are smart enough to know that. They want to move around. So, the fever screening instruments are out of date. They run low. They're not accurate. Say more of these infection control specialists. So, people who want to behave badly, and back to what the lady said a few minutes ago about... Well, so this could be a terrorist thing. Yeah, you want to hide from it? At the moment, all you got to do is take ibuprofen. That's it. And you can get out of the airport. So, and this has been done, by the way, all over the place, not only in Liberia and Sierra Leone and Nigeria, but also in Monrovia. This is just the tip of the iceberg. All right, so... And then, again, I want to know how this news guy got Ebola. What's he been doing? By the way, there's no law that requires you to tell the airline when you get on the airline or when you apply for a visa. There's no law that says you have to tell them you're sick. And if you take ibuprofen, they're not going to be able to tell by looking at you that you're sick. So, that's it. Easy. It was easy for Ebola to make its way to the United States, and it's easy at the moment for Ebola to make its way anywhere around the world. Easy. Doesn't mean you're going to get it, but it is easy to fool people who are supposed to be looking at this with the intent, obviously, of stopping it. But if you want to avoid the airport screeners, just take some ibuprofen. You're all set. Ready to go. Have a good trip. See you next time. All right, that's it. 16 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. How much hair do you have in your hairbrush or your comb as of its last using? When your hair comes out, like the cellular structure of our body is aimed at replacing things that come off our body. Skin cells. Bones, every cell in your body replaces. You have trillions of cells in your body, and they are being replaced all the time. Your hair is no different, except sometimes when your hair comes out, it doesn't come back again. And that's because the pores in your scalp are poorly cleansed. Regular shampoos don't cleanse the pores. If you've used cheap shampoos over your life, your pores are plugged. Use good shampoos. That's not going to clean that debris that's in your pores out. You have to have Provia. Provia is an easy to use clinical serum that came from botanical extracts. It cleanses the main cause of your hair loss, the pores being plugged up. It cleanses them and stimulates follicle growth through the pores once you have cleansed the pores. That's what it does. It's good for both men and women. Safe on colored hair, treated hair. So if your hair has been saying goodbye, time for you to say hello to Provia by calling 800-525-8319. You can order it right now and have it tomorrow, Monday, as quickly as you'd like to have it. You want to see your hair coming back? You want to feel the fuzz there in a few weeks? Yeah, that's all it takes. Cleanse the pores. Takes a couple of weeks of the constant treatment of Provia. Get the stuff out of your pores because the hair follicles are right under your scalp. They're always there. They're not growing into your brain either. No, they're not doing that. They're just waiting for you to cleanse the pores. Amazing how the body works, really. So make your hair work. It'll come back. It couldn't be this successful a product if it didn't work. 800-525-8319. I hope I have you convinced that this is a good thing for you to do. Provia cleanses the hair, cleanses your scalp, cleanses the pores, and your hair will come back in. It'll be beautiful, and you will love it, and you will love Provia. 800-525-8319. Guaranteed or your money back. 800-525-8319.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Prohibitive Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration and two separate qualifying stays. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
Attention guys looking to reclaim space in the bathroom. Husband and wife design team, hosts and do-it-yourself experts Mark and Teresa Clement have partnered with Dove Men Plus Care on their Hair to the Throne program to show men everywhere how to do it.
Men report having only a third of the bathroom space for their things, according to a recent Dove Men Plus Care survey, and they're often reaching for items that belong to their partner instead of products that are made especially for them.
Dove Men Plus Care makes fortifying hair care products made just for men and wants to help them reclaim a bathroom space of their own.
The good news is you can win a renovation to make that transition easier. Enter the Hair to the Throne contest through October 24th, and three lucky guys will have the chance to win a bathroom renovation and the product to stock it. To enter, go to DoveMenCare.com. No purchase necessary, void where prohibited. The Dove Men Plus Care Hair to the Throne contest is sponsored by Canopco Incorporated, DBA Unilever. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C., 18 and older.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society, Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer. All right. So for those of you who are interested in new cars and fancy technology, here's the good news today. This is going to be considered good news by some people, not so good news by other people. We talk often about this fellow, Mr. Musk, who is genius. He's the PayPal founder, and now he has created the Tesla car, T-S-L-A, which is an all-electronic car. Interesting in and of itself. More and more being purchased, 60, 70,000 a year. He says that next year, Richie, the Tesla will be able to self-drive 90% of the time.
Everybody's playing with that.
By itself. There's no other. I don't know. The original thought behind this is there's going to be something in the roads that would keep these cars on track. But now, apparently, he's engineered, or his engineers have engineered, a car that doesn't have to worry about it. It's got sensors all around it. That's how apparently this works. Sensors, so it'll know.
There have been applications in California, I think it is, next year. They're going to be self-driving cars.
Yeah.
But they have to have a driver in the car,
right?
Just in case.
Well, it's like
they
a pilot
will be testing them next year.
It's like autopilot in the plane. Can you imagine a plane flying without a pilot?
Right.
The plane basically does fly itself when it gets above 10,000 feet. Most of the time, if the pilot elects
it. In 10 years, we will need no pilots.
I don't like that idea, Richie. 51 after on Good Day.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's the Boys Club today again. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Michael is taking your calls at 888-302-DOUG. Ken Kessler monitoring social media. Jennifer has flown the coop, at least for today. She found something more stimulating
than
us. She
left me again.
Again. All right, we have lots of technology stuff today, so let's get at it. Shelley Palmer, also a member of the Boys Club here. Are there good women? Yeah, Kim Commando.
Kim Commando, the tech one.
Yeah, she is the big one. All right, well, Shelley could stand to lose a couple of pounds, too, speaking of the big one. But anyway, that's not about technology. Shelley is a good guy, very smart.
Oh, he's very good at this.
He's going to talk with you today about AT&T's low-cost internet and TV package called the Skinny Bundle. Of course it is. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween in the Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, AT&T recently sweetened its low-cost internet and TV package by throwing in Amazon Prime for free. Aimed at cord cutters looking to avoid an expensive monthly TV bill, AT&T's Skinny Bundle packages broadband internet, some basic TV channels, and HBO for about $40 a month. But AT&T recently upped the ante by tossing in the complete Prime experience at no extra charge. That means free two-day shipping plus Amazon's Instant Video, Kindle Owner's Lending Library, and more. more. Don't expect this kind of deal to last forever. The promotion's only valid for 12 months of service. After the first year, your $40 a month fee will get bumped up to a more conventional number. But as AT&T and other companies try to convince cord cutters and other non-subscribers to become invested in watching live TV again, adding extra perks like Amazon Prime subscription may help push people over the top. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
What makes a good thing even better? How about having twice as much of it? For a limited time, Boost Mobile now offers you double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Yes, double the high-speed data while dropping the price. Let that sink in for a second. Okay, now just to make sure you heard me right, Boost Mobile is now offering double the high-speed data while dropping the price. I'm not kidding. Unlimited talk and text, and now with double the data starting at only $35 a month. That's lots of freaking data for not a lot of dough. Listen, you've got to get in on this double dose of data. Seriously, why pay more when you can pay less for twice as much? Hurry up. This offer will not last forever. Visit BoostMobile.com or your local Boost Mobile retailer for details. Offer ends 11/3/14. Boost has no annual contract. Double the data from Boost's previous offers. Offers and coverage not available everywhere and subject to change. Offer network use rules and other restrictions apply. Visit BoostMobile.com for details.
All right, how many of you have ever experienced online dating? If you have not, you might want to listen to this conversation that Wendy Williams had on her program this week, answering an audience member's question about how online dating works.
I've been single for about 3 years now, and I've been doing the online dating thing. So this is my issue. So I read the profile, and then we talk, and I decide, yeah, let's meet up and see if we have any chemistry here. Uh-huh. The issue is, I walk in, and Wendy, the guy says he's 5'10", 6 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
Wendy, I am 5'3".
Okay.
I know 5'3" when I see 5'3".
Okay.
Okay? So my question for you is, after I order my first Chardonnay, is it okay for me to walk out after that, or how do I handle it?
You make an announcement to him. Oh. You know, this is not what I thought, but, you know, you're not what I thought.
Okay.
And then just leave. And I'm sure he would appreciate that, as opposed to you just saying, I have to go to the bathroom. and leaving out the back door.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Oh, my.
That's funny. And people do that.
Oh, yeah.
People present their... how do we put it? They try to present their best self.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But then they exaggerate by about 6 inches.
Right. One way or the other. Derek Jeter...
Or 20 pounds.
...is among the most media-savvy, social media-savvy athletes on the planet. He says it came through trial and error. I think you learn through experience, he said. I've made my fair share of mistakes with the media. He has launched a site to connect with his fans and to connect to other athletes.
Just retired.
That's kind of interesting.
Won't be on the field anymore.
Wants to have athletes avoid mistakes, get out their own unfiltered stories. It's called theplayerstribute.com. Theplayerstribute.com. Derek Jeter's new website. That'd be interesting to kind of follow.
Interesting.
Right, yeah. He's apparently, he was on the Tonight Show last night, I think. Anybody see that?
I did not.
No. Well, we're all supposed to have been in bed by that time, Richie. 59 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.